are here. Welcome to Cannabis Ken. I'm your host, Professor Blunston. Today is Monday, April 30th. The show is brought to you by Persistent Promotions in association with No Automograph Entertainment. Music provided by DJ J. Ross of Rec Shop Productions. Now let's get this started. You know what we do. The strand of the day is White Russian. Yeah, it sounds like it will be a good smoke for today, considering all the Russian riff going down. But we're not going to get into that. White Russian. This was a 1996 High Times Cannabis Cup winner. And it is a cross between White Widow and AK-47, which makes it a very potent indica dominant, with a citrus taste, sweet, piney smell. Yeah. Now let's get on into cannabis news, shall we? In cannabis news, polls taken from groups such as CBS News, Gallup, and the Pew Research Center found a range from 59% to 64% nationwide support for the re-legalization of cannabis. And I want to give a shout out and thanks to Captain Cannabis, Chuck Schumer, who intends to introduce a bill decriminalizing cannabis on a federal level. Now, this bill is long overdue, and the general population's view on cannabis is very, very clear. And we're not into the reefer madness riff. So we as the general public, and I think I speak for my listeners, it's time to re-legalize cannabis. Now let's move on to cannabis and sports. We've been talking about the NFL, and a few players have decided, a few NBA players, let me go ahead and clarify that, a few NBA players have decided to step to the forefront. But we have a serious heavy hitter now that have stepped to the forefront as a true activist, and he is advocating for the use of medical cannabis. And this particular high-profiled person that I'm speaking of is the head coach for the Golden State Warriors, Mr. Steve Kerr. Basically, according to sources, okay, Steve Kerr has become an advocate for the use of medical cannabis in the NBA. This is according to sources. You know, there's a lot of players that we've spoken about who have spoken out on the use of medical cannabis due to the opioid crisis. And yeah, I'm smoking. That's right. Since the NBA, since the NFL have come under such scrutiny for allowing its players to be subjected to the opioid painkillers in order for them to remain on the field or even go back to the field, Steve Kerr has basically stepped in and says, hey, there's an alternative, which really goes knocking on the door of the league's owners. Here you go, DJ. It knocks on the door of the league's owners, which is really, truly up to them to allow its players to self-medicate. You know, the players actually see fit to self-medicate versus the painkillers. And it's really up to the coach. I mean, it's really up to the owners to allow their players to do such. Not only to just smoke cannabis, but to allow its players to use topicals. So basically, these guys and people like Steve Kerr has come up with a solution to the opioid problem. Then I feel that the players should be allowed to eliminate the opioid problem as far as amongst the professional athletes, that is. Because that particular segment of the population, I don't know if they're counted in the statistics that are, you know, that's showing what's happening in this epidemic, but they are a part of it. So, also, people, on Friday, a boxing legend has joined the cannabis world. And I will announce this person to you guys on Friday, on the next podcast. I'm going to keep this a secret. Yeah, he's a boxing legend. And if anyone could, if anyone think they know who it is, why don't you hit me up at cannabiscan11@gmail.com. Hit me up. That's cannabiscan@gmail.com. Tell me, who do you think the boxing legend who decided to put down the gloves and basically smoke one? I want to say burn one. But let's move on here, because we got some cannabis and entertainment coming for you all. Now, for the entire month of May, in the state of Colorado, they have some interesting cannabis activities for all you cannabis smokers. That's right. A visual perspective will take place through the 20th in Boulder. Now, there's also a chronic and canvas course available. That's also in Boulder. The courses, if I'm not mistaken, they will take place at that same facility. And May 4th through the 6th at the Canyon Theater in Boulder, which is at the library, it will hold its first annual Freedom Fun Gala. And this gala is to celebrate its first 100 members. So congratulations to that group. And smoke one for us. We're going to move on to cannabis and health. I mean, the entertainment world, there were some things happening. So I'm kind of holding back for kind of the next podcast. There's some exciting things happening. So I kind of want to give you guys a little surprise, so we'll kind of hold off, and there's some fun things happening, because, you know, summer's right around the corner, and here in Vegas, as a matter of fact, there was some interesting news that happened here in Vegas that's going to take place this summer, so I'll kind of update you guys. I just kind of want to make sure, check on my sources, and make sure that the events that are planning in Vegas is going to go on also, which is the home of Professor Blunston. Anyway, let's move on to cannabis and health. Now, according to sources, once again, the grassroots movement is helping veterans to get access to medical cannabis. The men and women who serve the country, the business of the United States Incorporated, are disproportionately struggling with PTSD and various other pains. Okay, and we know this because a lot of us, you know, we have family members and friends and loved ones who are brave enough to go out and fight for the country. And when they leave, they're one way, but they come back, they're another. They're going through, you know, their various either physical or mental illnesses due to being around that type of stress. Those gentlemen, those men and women need to be able to self-medicate, okay? Now, we're not going to mention, it's not to mention the everyday stress that these men and women endure. So, I think they deserve, you know, to be able to self-medicate. Now, with all of that coming, you know, with being in a war zone, here it is, you have all the unexpected dangers and the different adrenaline rushes at various times. These men and women clearly deserve to self-medicate. That's the bottom line. I don't think that it's going to last much longer because, like I've said in the beginning of the show, Chuck Schumer, he's working hard for these gentlemen because, I mean, it's not only them, but it's other people in general. I mean, he's already mentioned it. It's ruined too many people's lives. And now the medical field is coming out. And if I'm not mistaken, there's been two companies, I think GW Pharmaceuticals, and there's another company, if I'm not mistaken, that I think hit Wall Street or something of that nature. I'll do more research on that. I don't really get into much into the money aspect of the cannabis industry. Basically, as you all, those who see the poster of Cannabis Can, you kind of see the topics that we're going to deal with. But of course, I'm going to mention, because it is news, it is cannabis news, and it's very cannabis worthy. Anything in cannabis news, I am going to mention and going to, you know, give it a plug. And from the looks of it, the banking systems and everyone's kind of getting on board with the movement, okay? We're in 29 states. The election's coming up here in November. I'm going to be out talking to politicians. I'm going to actually do some live interviews with some of the politicians and kind of get their views and so forth. But we've got to make this happen, people. So all my listeners, I do thank you all for listening. And as we wrap the show up, each time we all know we go down the Cannabis Can list. And we know that cannabis can create a healthier society. We know that cannabis can revitalize America's economy. Cannabis can create a wealthier society. Cannabis can relieve stress. Cannabis can relieve chronic pain. Cannabis can cure cancer without the side effects. It's the natural herb. Cannabis Can, sponsored by Persistent Promotions, No Automograph Entertainment, music provided by DJ J. Ross of Rec Shop Productions. Peace.